What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as The Decade Investor, and welcome back to The Decade Investor Podcast. In this episode today, I'm going to go a little bit different than talking about numbers and calculations and, you know, investing X amount of dollars every single month with this rate of return is going to make you a millionaire, multimillionaire. I don't want to talk about that in this episode because I want to talk more about behavior, but also habitual side of things, habits, right? A lot of investing, a lot of money management, a lot of being good with money in general is really, to be honest, less about the numbers and more about the behavior. What do I mean by that? Well, let's say you have a budget and you know that every single month you have $450 available to invest. Okay, great. You've ran the numbers. You know that I make X, I spend Y, and Z is $450. That's how much I can invest or save, whatever it is, right? Those are the numbers. That's what the numbers are telling you. Now it's up to you behaviorally, habitually, to actually go and save or invest that $450. So while numbers are important for saving and investing and becoming wealthy, your habits, your behavior are what is really going to make you become wealthy. So I posted this on X today and I said, you will become wealthy in 2034 because of the choices you make with your money in 2024. I had to go with the decade investor theme there 10 years from now, but maybe it's 2044, maybe it's 2054, maybe it's 2064. But the point of that post was to say that the choices that you make today in 2024, the habits that you build today, the behavior with money that you have today will dictate what your financial situation looks like in 2034, 2044, 2054, and beyond. The choices that you make today will dictate your future. Yeah, I have $450 available to invest every single month. Do you actually invest that $450? Or the budget says one thing, but you go do another thing. Your goals for your money, yeah, I want to be wealthy in 10 years, say one thing, but your behavior, your habits, your daily habits, say another thing. The choices that you make today in 2024 will dictate what your financial life looks like in 2034 and beyond. Let me give you a recent example. 2020, right? 2020 came around, beginning of 2020, January. Market's doing what the market does. 2 months later, in March, COVID. Immediately, market crashes, right? Some people ran away from the market. They sold out. Oh no, COVID's going to ruin the world. Stock market's doomed. It's going to zero. I'm selling. I'm out. Some people maybe didn't sell, but they stopped buying because it's fearful, right? It's a scary time to buy. Some people, they didn't sell and they actually kept on buying. Maybe it was through their 401k, maybe it was through an IRA or brokerage account, but they just kept on buying. They stayed the course. And this is sort of a rhetorical question, but also not, because I'll answer it. Who do you think is glad in 2024, just 4 years later, that they didn't sell, that they didn't stop maybe consistently buying? It's the people that just stayed the course. The choices they made in 2020 of not leaving the markets, not selling out, not stopping buying, those people in 2024 are probably very glad that they stayed the course. The choices they made in 2020 is now being reflected in terms of dollar value in their accounts in 2024. Personally, my accounts value are reflected very nicely in 2024 as compared to 2020. 2022 is another example, very recent, just a couple years ago, but same thing. In 2022, when the S&P was down 20%, give or take, guess what I did? I kept on buying. I actually kept on buying through the downturn. And my account currently is being rewarded because I stayed the course. Because of the choices I made in 2022 are now being reflected in 2024. But I'm even thinking longer than that. I'm thinking 10 years down the line. 20 years down the line, 30 years down the line, even 40 years down the line. I'm 26 years old, so I have a long time left on this earth that I hope, right? Whenever the choices you make today with your money will dictate what your future looks like. I also made this post. I said, I don't invest for today or tomorrow or next week or next month or even next year. Like when I put money in the market, my plan is not to take it out next week. My plan is not to take it out next month. My plan is not to take it out next year. I know that going into it. I know that my investing style is not going to pay off in a month or a year. It's going to take some time. And I'm okay with that because I have a very high chance of success by following this. I know going into it that the money I invest in 2024 will probably take until 2034 or 2044 to reap the rewards. But I'm okay with that because I'm thinking long term. I'm investing for 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now, not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days from now. Think of all the successful people that you know. 99.9999999% of them are not overnight successes. It looks like an overnight success, but it's usually years or decades in the making. That's the same thing with investing. Investing is not an overnight success. Yeah, you have those times where someone puts in $100 in Shiba Inu and it turns into $10 million, or you have some GameStop stuff, you have some AMC. Those very rare, very select few people that turn a little bit of money into a lot of money, that can be seen like overnight success. But for the vast majority of people, when it comes to investing in money, and I say vast majority, I'm talking about like 99.9999999% of people, it was done with a long-term mindset, done with consistently investing every single paycheck, done with doing the boring, mundane things that, hey, I got paid for my paycheck, I throw 5% with the match in my 401k and invest it, plus some into an IRA, plus some to a brokerage account. I'm going to do that for this year and next year and the year after that and the year after that and the decade after that. And wow, I look up 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, and my portfolio is looking pretty nice. I'm thinking long term, and the choices that you make with your money today will be reflected in your account size, in your financial situation 10 years from now. It's not like you just randomly wake up one day and have a lot of money in your account and you know you blew every single thing you made, you spent every single paycheck you ever had for the last 10 years, and on the first day of your 10th year, you have $700,000 in an account. That's not how it works. It works by making the behavioral change today, deciding today that this is the behavioral change that I want to make, and then following good habits every single time you get paid or whatever strategy you're following, follow those good habits month after month, year after year. And then 10 years down the line, 15 years down the line, 20 years down the line, 40 years down the line, you look up, you open your account, and you're like, wow, because of where I am in 2044 and 2054, started because in 2024, I decided to make a change. Because of the choices I made in 2024, I am sitting where I am today, sipping mimosas on the beach, whatever you want to do with your life in 2044, 2054. Because of that, it will be due to the choices that you make today. And maybe today where you are is not the choice you want to be making. Great, let's work on it now. Maybe you have never invested before. Maybe you're just now starting out on your financial journey. You're unsure of where to begin. Great. 2024, make it the year that you start so that in 2034, 44, 54, 64, whatever time frame you're looking at, you can look back and say, thank you to past Colin, for example. In 2024, thank you for making that change. Because me now in 2037, I'm doing whatever I want to do. I have financial freedom because in 2024, I started to make a change. In 2024, I didn't just talk about it. I was about it. I did it. The behavior side of money is not, oh, plug in the $450 every single month and boom, I'm good to go. It's actually having to do it. And do it sometimes when you don't want to do it. Do it for the greater good of the future. Sacrificing a little bit of money today for a greater financial situation in the future. Some people can't do it. And some of you listening to this right now might not even do that. You might hear this or see this and you're like, no, I'll just chase get rich quick schemes. But for those that buy into the belief that you can change your financial future, but it starts today with changing your habits in that time frame, 10, 20, 30 years from now, when you look up, you're going to be surprised at what happened. My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. I hope you enjoy this episode. A little bit different, not a specific topic about numbers, but more about the behavior side of money, because it's a very, very big portion of finances, the behavior side. If you enjoy this podcast, please be sure to share it with a friend. Also, if you really enjoy, please be sure to rate it 5 stars on any podcasting platform you're listening to it on right now. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.